美国有线电视新闻网报道，我们都不知道死亡时是什么样的感觉，但是有一个将在上海开张的体验馆，据说能够满足我们的好奇心，让人们体验一把死亡的感觉。当然，这个体验馆并不会真的置人于死地。大家对这个体验馆有什么想法，会不会想去试一下，可以在微信上给我们留言。我们的微信公众号是 China Drive 双语中国秀，在微信上搜 CDRIVER 就可以找到我们。 CNN reports, We've all wondered what it's like to die. Now there is a game that claims it can fulfill our curiosity without actually killing us. Some of the 4D experience of death is a morbid escape room game that uses dramatic special effects to bring players close to what is created. Imagine is an experience of death. When it opens in Shanghai in September 2014, it will invite participants to compete in a series of challenges to avoid dying. Losers get cremated, or at least made to lie on a conveyor belt that transports them through a fake funeral home incinerator to simulate death rites.
What a tien. Well, the fake
cremator.
The fake cremator. Do you know, I've learnt a new word today. I didn't know that word until now. The fake cremator, because you don't often...have to use this word, fortunately, in your everyday conversation, do you?
Of course not. I prefer not to use it.
The cremation machine. The fake cremator will use hot air and light projection to create what the organisers call an authentic experience of burning. Well, after this cremation, participants are transferred to a soft, round, womb-like capsule signifying their rebirth.
What do you think of this kind of game? I'm a bit hesitant to play that.
Well, I mean, I would want to play it for sure. I'm amazed that this is being launched in China because I think that, you know...
People can be very superstitious about that.
Well, exactly. I mean, even the number 4 in hotels is avoided because of, you know, superstition. So I can't see them getting too many people that want to play this so-called game. Having said that, I mean, some people might like it and it doesn't do any harm, does it?
Well, you can get very scared.
Yeah, but people like to be scared, I suppose, don't they?
I think they have the wrong approach. Those people, most people, who would like to know the experience of dying, wouldn't like to know what it is to be burned. I think that's the experience of being dead, not dying.
I mean, what they're offering, really, it's a ride through a crematorium.
Or just a baker.
What else do you get for your money? I mean, that's what I want to know.
You know, the possibility of being turned into a bacon.
What?
If anything goes wrong.
You know, you should have been working with this team that devised it. It would have been much more interesting, Lai Ming. It was created by Ding Ray and his partner, Huang Weiping,who said they went to great lengths researching their game, investigating the cremation process,And
they actually visited real crematorium.
They did, yes. And they went through the furnace with the flames turned off. But is that what the game is, though? I mean, it's not even a real machine, fortunately. They use hot air and light projection. To me, this actually, despite all the whether it's good or bad, it sounds a bit boring.
It sounds very boring.
Is that all you do? You go through once and you're done.
Maybe that's the kind of game that someone from the north would prefer. Because it doesn't get so hot in the north. So I think those are people like me who come from the South China when it gets very hot in summer.
Yeah.
So we already know what it feels like to go through a cremator.
This reminds me of one of those escape games.
Yes.
Only in this case,
there's no escape.
Exactly.